Last Stand. Mikey excused herself to collect her thoughts. When she returned a few minutes later, she seemed more emotional and determined than ever. Okay, first of all, I am not resigning. You'll have to fire me. And my husband is a lawyer, so I don't think you'll have an easy time making a case against me. Catherine didn't flinch. But with complete sincerity and sympathy, she responded, I'm not firing you, and you don't have to leave. Mikey seemed confused. Catherine clarified the situation. But your behavior would have to change completely and would have to change fast. Catherine paused to let Mikey consider what she was saying, and frankly, I'm just not sure that you want to go through that. The look on Mikey's face indicated that she definitely didn't want to go through that, but she defended herself nonetheless. I don't think my behavior is the problem around here. Catherine responded, It's certainly not the only one, but it's a very real issue. You don't participate in areas outside your department. You don't accept criticism from your peers or apologize when you're out of line. When have I been out of line? Mikey demanded to know. Catherine couldn't decide whether Mikey was being coy or if she were truly that socially unaware. In either case, she would have to come clean with her, but calmly. I don't know where to start. There's the constant rolling of your eyes. There's the rude and disrespectful remarks, like telling Martin he's an SOB. There's your lack of interest in attending sales training, even though that's the company's top priority. I would say all of those are pretty out of line. Mikey sat in stunned silence. Confronted with such stark evidence, she suddenly seemed to realize the weight of her dilemma. Still, she had a few rounds of ammunition left before she would cede defeat. Listen, I'm sick of hearing people complain about me, and I'm certainly not going to change in order to fit in with this dysfunctional group of people, but I'm not just going to make this easy for you and leave. This is about principle. Catherine remained confident. What principle? Mikey couldn't come up with a specific answer. She just looked at Catherine coldly, shaking her head. Almost a full minute passed. Catherine resisted breaking the silence, wanting Mikey to sit with herself and see the emptiness of her arguments. Finally, Mikey said, I want 3 months' severance, all my stock options vested, and the official record to show that I resigned on my own accord. Relieved, Catherine was more than happy to give Mikey everything she asked for, but she knew better than to say so right there. I'm not sure about all of that, but I'll see if I can make it happen. A few more awkward moments of silence passed. So, you just want me to leave right now? I mean, should I not even stay for dinner? Catherine nodded. You can come get your things at the office next week and meet with HR to work out your exit package, assuming I can get you what you want. You know, you guys are screwed, don't you? Mikey was going to punish Catherine one way or another. I mean, you have no sales or marketing people left, and I wouldn't be surprised if you lost some of my staff members as a result of this. But Catherine had been through this kind of situation plenty of times before, and she'd spent enough time with Mikey's staff to know they saw many of the same flaws in their boss that everyone else did. Still, she felt it would be best to demonstrate some degree of concern. Well, I would certainly understand if that happened, but I hope it's not the case. Mikey shook her head again, as though she were about to launch into another tirade, and then she picked up her computer bag and left.